Hey family, how's it going? It's JD the Mobile Trader coming to you on Wednesday. What are we looking at? April 28th, I believe. I believe it is. But anyway, I'm about 15 miles outside of Las Cruces, New Mexico, headed towards El Paso, Texas. But look, guys, Apple had their earnings today. Facebook, big earnings week, tech earnings. Tesla was earlier in the week, but I want to focus on Apple. Apple is the new it ticker for me. I mean, it's always been one of my favorites. I'm an Apple bull, but I believe that Apple is positioned well for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 plus years in the industry. And here are the reasons. First, brand recognition. Everyone talk about the iPad, the iMac or iBook. Apple Watch, the new little Finder's Keeper thing that they had. Anyway, everybody is familiar with Apple, uses Apple, so they're a hardware supplier with high brand recognition. We'll talk about the phone, the iPhone compatibility. Let's talk about software as a service. But what they're also stepping into, guys, they're creating their own chips. So I don't know what share of the market they'll garner, or if they'll impact that market with AMD and Intel, NVIDIA. I'm thinking they could compete more so with Intel. But the semiconductor industry is, within sight. The next move, guys, renewable energy, EV. The Apple car is a mystery, but they're talking about it. They're discussing it. It's on the roadmap. And they've also made a deal with Tesla for, I think, battery production or something. So they're venturing into EV. They have a strong market share from a hardware perspective. The semiconductor in tech area is semiconductors are new. I know that there's a little chip shortage, but there could be a bull tailwind coming for that at some point. That's something to dig into. And let's not forget about Apple raised their dividend by 22 cents per share. And they're looking for, I guess, their forward guidance, or the board has approved future dividend increases as they move forward. Also share buybacks. So I believe Apple and the price, I mean, we're under 150. I think we were like at 133, between 133 around that close today, after hours up to 139, probably trickling into the area of 136, but under 150. I know we've had splits and there'll be a bear case. Say, oh, Apple doesn't let the, on their app network, they kind of restrict the content creators or developers. Yeah, well, all of that is correctable. Those are rule-based, negatives. They can make a quick adjustment, could make the developers smile. So it's not like for a lack of a product, or they don't have a market share or a subscribership. And Apple TV, they're going to go into the streaming side of things. So Apple is multifaceted. I think Apple is the next big, it's a big thing now, but I think share price is undervalued. I think Apple is undervalued extensively. I believe that Facebook was undervalued when it was below 200. They're up over 3 right now. The final component of the Apple phenomenon is their data storage. But they're a data gold mine. They have everyone's data, just like Amazon has all of our data, Google, Tesla. Of course, MongoDB and Splunk and those particular companies that are data aggregators. But I'm talking about the companies that they mine the data of the users. Apple is up there with the big three, big four. So the bull case is significant. We're at 133. I could that price target of 200 by this time next year. So, and I'm being trying to be conservative with that. So let's see what we have, guys, over the next 6 months. Hopefully, I'm still recording. I should be. Yeah, it looks like it, guys. But I'm traveling on the road. I'll be back with you guys probably in the next couple of days. I'll get back to doing the podcast because baseball season's in full swing. So you guys take care.